Hello everyone, I wanted to record this just to sort of record a few things that I found strange. One strange thing is, well, in this house, I'm talking about this house at the moment, are the doors and the windows. First of all, the doors. They're like usual doors, except, well, obviously you move the handle down to open the door, but if you want to close it, you have to move the handle down, hold it down, and then close the door, and then hold the door closed, move the handle to the normal position, then move it upward, and it makes a like click sound. I can't demonstrate it now because the back door is locked. I could get the key, but I can't be bothered. Like, it's somewhere in a drawer, and I don't really want to go mess with it much. I don't want to be responsible for losing keys, and plus, I don't know which key's which. So, well, obviously I could find out, but yes, never mind. And the front door operates on the same basis, basically. Although it's more massive than the back door. It's got less glass. It doesn't have any glass on it, the front door. I think, you know, it doesn't. But yeah, it's a bit more massive. So that's what's strange about it. Because usually, what I found strange was the front door. Usually you don't find doors like this on houses. You know, usually there's like proper doors. Proper doors because, well, proper doors, yes. Proper doors. Because that door is just a bit strange. It looks a bit like a back door, okay? It's massive and it's a front door, but it could well, it had more if yes. Could, well, for me that works more as a back door. I mean, it's a front door, but well, whatever. Also the windows. In Estonia, the window you had like a window that moved, the whole thing moved on hinges. Like a door, you could make it open sideways so that it moved like a door, you know, inward. It also went inward. I'm sure there are windows like this in the UK, but not in this house. Not in this house there aren't. Yes, so you could open them like doors. Or you could move the handle up. So to close it, you move the handle down, and it stayed down, not like a door handle. And then you move the handle to 9 o'clock position, so like a normal door handle would look like, and then you pull them and the window would open like a door, except that it would be a window, not a door. And then you could move the window, you could open it like slightly, you move the handle up 12 o'clock position, and pulled, and it would open inward slightly, but not sideways, but the other way, you know. Inward, upward. But windows over here, first of all, they all go outward, which is strange. Of course, there aren't the old-fashioned wooden windows that are impossible to close, but still it's strange. And you have two handles that you could move. And you had to move to. You have to move to. Let's go to this room because it's less noisy. Because the other window is already open, the main bedroom one. It's good. It's a little room. It's a weird shaped room, but it works. So, it's got weird. Well, it isn't weird. I've seen these before, but you know, did I? So it's got two handles. You move them up, like 12 o'clock position, and then you push outward and the window opens out. And the weird thing is, back home, the whole window used to move. In this, there's only this one section that moves. You know, it's a bit strange. Because I've never seen stuff like this before. Let's close it now. Yeah. Can't close it.
hand to close the window. Usually I can close the windows with one hand. That's better.
The bathroom window is similar. Oh, Jesus. The bathroom window is similar, but it has one handle, and it's got a button that you have to press, and then move the handle while you press the button thing, and then it unlocks. Well, it's nothing electric, it's just a button that you have to press. But yeah, the bedroom window is facing the main road, that's why it's noisy. So that window has two section things. That window opens sideways, and it also opens... Ooh. It also opens... upwards. It has two sections. So the one section is down, lower, and the other one is higher up. And the higher up is the one that... And they both have two handles, and they both work in the same... Well, you just have to move the handles and then open the window because, yeah, that's how it works. Also, one thing I don't understand is why do people over here still have the two-tap system? Like, literally, sink has two taps. I could understand a tap with two knobs to turn the hot and cold and stuff and do it that way, but two taps. Okay, this place is okay, where I am at the moment. It's okay, it doesn't get hot very fast. But, you know, places that do, in places that it gets hot in seconds, hot and cold in seconds, like super hot and super cold, it's a bit impractical in my opinion. And you just, it's bad. It's I just don't see the point in it, that's all. I guess, well, water's water and the sink is a sink, but I just don't see the point. So, yes, of course, English money is strange as well. I still haven't learned to use it properly, but yeah. I guess I'll have to soon. I haven't had to really deal with money myself much, but, you know. Well, I have had to, but I've just had help, which is good. So, yeah, I guess that is all for this rambly boo. It's a very bad rambly boo. So, yes, happy Wednesday, everyone. Happy month of July, as I already said, and take care. And I will talk to you all again soon. Goodbye for now.